You're listening to Round Table. Here, I have a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, I want to see a show of hands, I suppose. When it comes to what's better? Option A,
Yeah.
a good night's sleep, sound asleep,
Okay.
getting the Z's,
Okay.
quality sleep. Option B,
Oh,
a
okay.
pay rise at work,
Okay.
which means you can buy more stuff and you're being acknowledged by your boss that
Okay.
you're a hard-working person.
All right, all right.
Which is better?
Option C, both.
Yeah,
Well,
apparently.
there is an option C. You have to
No!
pick between A and B. There has been a study recently. What has most people chosen?
Yeah. Okay, so the study by Oxford Economics. Wait, Oxford Economics and the National Center for Social Research found that average person has a living well score. Living well score, I did air quotes. A specific scoring, which is 62.2, the average person out of 100. While those living the best scores, I guess they're in between the range of 72 to like 92. Anyways, basically, these people that are the upper echelon of this, I guess, scoring system are actually those that get a good night's sleep, more so than maybe the ones that get that pay rise. And another survey we have here, a survey conducted with 2,000 people, showed that people who are, air quotes again, perfectly happy, get precisely, you ready for this? Here's the lucky number, 7 hours and 6 minutes of sleep. That is very precise.
Does it have
So,
to be 6 minutes? What about 5 minutes?
nope,
Oh,
six. I said six.
very precise.
Precise.
To the dot.
To the dot.
Yeah, so it seems like having a good sleep is more important or generates more happy genes in you, so to
Well,
speak.
let's talk about that.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, first of all, things like sleep, and guys, you know, some of us say, oh man, where's my confidence? Confidence isn't necessarily something you, I definitely, it's a lot of your mind, but it's also, you know, your mind is how much sleep you get, how you view the world, your perspective. A lot of it is influenced by your sleep. Guys, try to get some sleep. Don't understate that. Also, energy. You know, of course, you don't get enough sleep, that's going to affect your energy. Things like mood as well. Maybe if somebody's really grouchy, they're not sleeping enough. And you can just imagine. First of all, these are the general moods, and these general moods kind of frame how you see the world and how you go through your day, and maybe how these moods affect your relationships with loved ones, with colleagues, with people who educate you, could make your life much harder. Suddenly, you don't have any friends because you're always grouchy. These kind of things.
I think these kind of things are all connected. Like when you're in a good mood, because you had a good sleep, then your mind might be sharper, and then you have good perception, and you react quicker to people, and then you have think more highly of yourself. You think you're quite capable. I think they're quite connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
And I just remembered a quote, like all happy families are the same, and like each miserable family have their own miseries. I think in this case, I would say all happy persons have the same life, like they sleep well, they good well paid. So what I'm saying is sleep adds to the total of your happiness, and if you don't have it, and you have a certain points deducted from your happiness index.
Yes, well,
Yeah.
does it also mean that maybe getting the quality sleep means more to people in terms of on that happy scale as opposed to just getting money?
You know, money's just the means, but I think sleep is just the biological factor. It is that thing you need. I think I've heard like certain tests where if people didn't dream, they went kind of crazy. You know, there's certain aspects of sleep that we don't even know about, but definitely are necessary. So I think you can't be understated. You know, people are can live pretty happily being poor, but I don't know too many people that live happily on 3 hours of sleep every day.
Yeah, that's a very good
Very good
point.
point.
Yes, when you have quality sleep, then overall your well-being is better. Don't go to snooze just
Not
now.
now,
At least
Ryan.
let me
Okay.
finish, please. Just hold on a little bit longer. So I hope all of you can have a good night's sleep and possibly a pay rise in the horizon too.
Yay, C,
Yay!
both. Yeah.
You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.